funny. We're preparing ourselves for a very good New Orleans team, a team that's 7-3, as you know, has done an outstanding job on offense, has all kinds of statistics. And defensively, they play very, very hard. They're a pressure outfit. They've done well within their scheme. They're unique in many ways. But special teams, I mean, they do an outstanding job of that as well with their even at-home touchbacks are at 71%. Morstead has done an outstanding job with that. They have, obviously, with Sproles, the outstanding return game. So they're a talented team. They have done very well playing at their place. And we look forward to the opportunity to get back together tomorrow and begin our series preparation for this game.
Tom, you talked about how well they play down there, and we obviously know what happened in 2009. You know, how much did the environment there, you know, kind of help things snowball there? I mean, do you think that contributed to it all, and what will you tell these guys about this time around?
Well, I think what you have to do, no matter if we're talking there or anywhere on the road, is you really do have to play well in order to try to do as best you can with the crowd. Their crowd is a good crowd, and they do rally when things are going their way, whether it be a sack or a turnover or a big play or whatever it might be. And they enjoy that aspect of their football, and they know that they make an impact on you. So, you know, poison the noise is really important, but what is more important is to play well consistently over four quarters and try to do the best job you can to make the plays that would not necessarily key the crowd to be loud and difficult to deal with.
When you studied your line this past week, was it just sort of one of those weird, abnormal things where everyone sort of had a lousy game, or what did it? Was it finally the confluence of little problems you've had all season long?
No, it was. You know, I'm not gonna go into great detail about last week. That's last week. It's over. There were some issues that we were dealing with that I hope the players can return to full strength, and I know there's a lot of pride in that unit, and I think very well that we will. So hopefully, you know, that one's behind us, and this one's in front of us.
Can you speak a little bit to? I mean, for 6 years, you had the same exact line, basically. Is part of this just what naturally happens when you shake up a line?
Well, it's not natural. No. We played, actually, this line has gotten better together in the previous games coming into this game. We continued to do that. We did not play well the other night, but, you know, hopefully we'll go right back to it. It's something you'd rather not happen. It did happen, and we deal with it, but we've got to get back to work now and get ourselves in a position where we try to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Do you expect to have Will Beattie at full strength this week?
You know, I hope to. He has the extra day, so hopefully that'll help.
Nothing came from the tests that he had the other day on his back?
No. Nothing that hopefully is going to keep him from participating.
Coach, are there things that you could do differently with your passing attack to alleviate a little bit of the pressure the teams put on you and maybe shorter drops and that type of thing, or is it too late in the season to start changing up?
No, you can always adjust. You can adjust protections. You can go to more three-step. You can move the quarterback because there's a number of things that you can do. Again, as I've said before, when this type of thing happens, it's important to make first downs, and we didn't make many. And your rhythm is better served, and your play calling is better served, and your tempo is much better. All those things are better if you can go ahead and make a first down and get some momentum going for your team. All the protection variables are there. Again, that's a little bit misleading in terms of being hit or miss sometimes when you're not making plays. There's no continuity, and so I mean we deal with that as well.
A lot was made this week, Coach, by your players about emotion and urgency and things that are sort of intangible. Is there any truth to that? Do those things really matter in football, or does it just come down to doing your job and executing?
No, they matter very much. The spirit, the heart, those things are real important. And, of course, you know, you do have your the element of preparation, the X's and O's, the grinding away, the learning of the opponent, the spending the extra time. But as the week builds on and you get closer to the actual game, then the emotions, the esprit, the spirit, the recognition of what's at stake, the competitiveness of the individual and the team, all those things become, you know, big factors, and they are important in our game. Because our game is an emotional game.
Coach, do you expect Bradshaw and Bowley to practice on Friday?
I don't know. I really don't. I go pretty much based on day-to-day out of the training room, just as you do, as the questions that are asked. Again, there's progress being made. How much? Enough to? Those are things that are going to have to be determined. I don't really have the answer for you on that one. I wish I did, but I don't.
Is Chris Donald, okay? Is everything all right with him?
Well, he's had what amounted to food poisoning, and so he's fighting his way back from that. I think that he feels better, but I don't know exactly if he's completely eliminated the issue, but I know his appetite has returned, and that's a good thing.
Thanksgiving at your house tomorrow?
Don't, you're not going to accuse me of being the culprit here, are you?
No, but maybe
it is. I think it is at my house. Thanks for asking.
Tom, can you talk about just the difficulty that the Saints' passing game possesses with so many different players? You know, I mean, they have, what, how many different players having 18, 20 catches as high as 62?
They have seven players that are including starters and non-starters, they're included in the way that the ball is distributed. They do a very good job of that, and there isn't any doubt about it. They're multiple formation. They're multiple personnel team. First of all, you've got to recognize and try to simplify in terms of the personnel combinations. They are a team that utilizes different splits from what you see on a normal basis. Their splits are not as wide as many teams are for a majority of the time. I mean, they do open up, don't get me wrong. But so you see different formations, different personnel, different splits, different alignments, and you know, you try to key into everything. And on top of that, they certainly will block it up and have two receivers involved, or they'll bring multiple receivers out and try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly. They're a good screen team. They've been very, very good in the seams over the years, as we know, and they do distribute the ball around. And with Sproles, they've added a guy out of the backfield who catches the ball very, very well. It was an excellent screen back who is very good at the route that he ran coming out of San Diego, the wide route and the option route where he is one-on-one with a defender. They certainly helped themselves that way. And with the development of Graham, a guy who has 60 catches, they've taken a big athletic receiving tight end and moved him to different spots and gotten him in position where he can be one-on-one, and they've gone to him a great deal. So, yeah, they do spray the ball around well, and they have lots of people contribute.
Tom, the previous 2 years, your team had leads in the division and then lost it with some
lost games later in the season. Are you worried now with what seems, what looks like it's going to be a tight race down the stretch? Are you worried at all that I don't know, the history might creep back up in players' mindset?
It's not going to be the history, believe me. It's not about the history. I know this is something that's fanatically involved with all of you. You know, each team's a new team, and each year's a different year. And, you know, if there was a simple answer, I'd give you one. I've been asked this morning by the people in New Orleans about our schedule. You know, what is there something you've done to your schedule to change your schedule? No. I analyzed the schedule this year based on the new CBA, and I think it's the best and most productive that it can be for the players, with quality work and on the field work, and then followed up by film study, et cetera. So I think it's an excellent schedule. I think that yes. There's no doubt we've lost the last two games. Yes, we did have the ball on the 5-yard line in San Francisco and a chance to tie it. Yes, we did have the ball inside the 20 the other night and had a chance to tie that. Didn't happen. We lost the games. We'd had many games prior to that where we had done that. So those are issues. We do have to be more consistent. We do have to have four quarters of football, not just the last quarter. We do have to remember that it's a team game, and every facet of the game has to play at the same level with the same degree of competence as other facets in order for you to win. You know, we play well in certain areas and not so well in other areas, and outstanding people. Yes, the opponent does have outstanding players, and those outstanding players test you and in order to win, you've got to come out on the plus side of those matchups as well. So it'll be a game-to-game situation. And this week we're in conference, not in the division. So we really can't do anything about the divisional record right now. But certainly as we move on with this six-game schedule, we will have that opportunity.
Coach, can you look at one of the teams that did well defensively against New Orleans, believe it or not, was St. Louis. Can you look
at
what St. Louis did to them in terms of their pass rush, in terms of mixing things up, and use that at all as a way of maybe a barometer that you could do similar type things on Monday night?
We've studied, we study every team that plays against New Orleans. We study the teams, of course, that have had success perhaps more than others, but we do look at the concepts utilized in all games. So we will do that to determine what we think is the good and the bad as it applies to how our team performs and plays, and go from there. That's the reason you do that study. So, yes, we have studied and we have taken note.
Tom, you mentioned Graham earlier. Is it pretty unique the way they use him, or have you seen that with Gronkowski and Witten and those types of guys in the past?
I think so. I think he's being used well. I don't know that it's unique. You know, he's been used in a lot of circumstances where he's either featured as the one or the two receiver in that particular down. So you have he's being used well.